show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
8:06, Hit Breakfast. Cliffo and Gabby on Insta at HitQLD Breakfast. Go on now, see the world's best fake tan fail where a woman has turned her hands.
Oh, no, she's done it.
Into a cross between Barney the Friendly Dinosaur and Violet Beauregard, the blueberry girl from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. So the gum girl.
The gum girl. It's a good laugh. HitQLD Breakfast. One organisation that hasn't been having a good laugh the last few weeks is the federal government. There has been a lot of negative news coming from Canberra. Mm. And in typical kind of, I guess, smokescreen style, the government's been pushing out a lot of good news. Mm. Look over here at this shiny thing to distract you from
the bad.
The bad. Mm. So we saw that on Sunday and into Monday with the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine.
It's ScoMo front and centre.
And the new one is the government announcing that there's going to be a pretty paltry, I'm going to say, boost to welfare payments in Australia. Now, from the outset, I want to make my position clear on this. Mm. I think Australia's been really bad in the past at painting people who are on welfare as dull bludgers and unfairly painting people on welfare as dull bludgers. I might live a bit glass half full, but I believe that most people do have good intentions. Most people are good people, and most people aren't just trying to screw us all over so they can live for free. I think most people who are on welfare probably don't want to be on welfare.
Especially at the moment. So many jobs have been lost throughout the last year because of
COVID.
And so many people do want jobs and are unable to get one.
Don't get me wrong. There's bad seeds out there. Mm. Absolutely. But I think most people are a good intention kind of people.
Yeah.
And that's why a $3.50 a day boost to welfare payments, it ain't that much. From April 1, job seeker recipients were getting $570 a fortnight. So less than $600 a fortnight. It's going to go up to $620 a fortnight.
I thought you were going to say a week.
No.
Oh my goodness. So,
well, if you want to break it down weekly, the new welfare payment, the new job seeker payment with the increase will be $310 a week. So welfare advocates have come out and they've said unemployed Australians cannot live on what equates to $44 a day because you're expected to feed and clothe your family on that, put a roof over heads. I compare this to the situation I live in now, and my wife and I and my family, we don't live a very glamorous kind of life or anything like that, but we couldn't do what we do.
You couldn't live where you live.
I could not live in my basic 3-bedroom house for $300 a week. So I wanted to put it out there, 13 10 60, and look, it's really personal, but I'm hoping there'll be at least a couple of people who'd be willing to chat to us. I'd love to speak to people who are currently on JobSeeker or who have been on JobSeeker in the past.
Yeah.
Tell us, how do you live on the paltry sum of $44 a day? That's with the increase. Mm. $310 a week, $620 a fortnight. How do you actually live on that money? And God forbid someone gets sick.
Oh, my goodness.
Antibiotics and doctors and stuff.
That kind of money, that can't fund, like, you know, private health cover or anything like that.
That's pasta and rice every night. Mm. No life's, like, say goodbye to Netflix.
Oh, God.
No life's luxuries.
You're lucky if you have a TV, I'm sure.
On that is bare basics, getting by on the skin of your teeth. But 13 10 60, if you've been in this situation or you are in this situation, I want to hear how you do it, because hats off to you, because I don't think I could do it.
Mm.
13 10 60, if you want to weigh in. Hey, Courtney, how you going?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Good. Look, it's disturbing stuff we're reading this morning. How do you live on JobSeeker?
It can be pretty tough sometimes. Look, all of us are looking for work, but no one simply wants to employ anyone. And I live in a family of five, and sometimes we've had to decide if we've wanted to pay rent that week to have a roof over our head, or if we want to simply buy food so we're able to eat.
So What choice did you end up making in those situations?
Well, luckily we kind of found a sort of a solution. We'd kind of buy all that, like, reduced stuff you find at the shop and, like, try and freeze it. And if worse comes to worse, we'd live off that. Or sometimes, you know, it would just be simple as like a slice of bread sometimes, like no butter, no like.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Have you got kids, Courtney?
So I'm actually a part of the family. It's my mum and me and my sisters.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've helped my mum since I was able to get a job, you know, to help provide for the house. And even still then, it's not enough. And especially with rent and everything at the moment going up, it's just almost impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
it's an impossible
and such
puzzle, isn't it?
A lack of jobs.
Yeah. And that's it. At the moment, there is so little opportunities.
Jenny's found it hard in the past. Jenny, how did you survive on JobSeeker, mate? What's your story?
Well, I reached out and went to the public and went to, like, the community that helped out with food.
Oh.
So, like, Food Assist in Toowoomba helped me out amazingly. And then there's Loaves and Fishes in Toowoomba that help out with food hampers as well. So just reach out in the community and see what's around.
I love that there are those services out there to help, but you shouldn't need it, you know, like the money that you're getting when you're seeking a job should be enough to sustain life, you know, and food is a necessity.
Was that a hard thing to do too, Jenny? Because I know a lot of people, it's hard for some people to ask for charity.
There's so many people out there that are too proud to go seek assistance. But at the end of the day, if we don't seek those services won't be around for everyone.
Well, that's true. If they're not used.
Yeah, you make a really good point. 13 10 60. We'll go to James. James, how did you live on JobSeeker?
Hey guys, it's really hard. Like the girl said before, you're scrambling to, you know, you're asking anybody you know for help. My wife and I have three kids, so like the other girl said, it's been bread with no butter or just a lot of rice and pasta. You know, so it's like we've sold our telly, we've sold a mower, you know.
Oh my god.
Like we've had to do that kind of stuff, and it's frustrating because look, just to go back a bit, you know, Bob Hawke said that no Australian child should live in poverty, but like $300 a week, that's keeping Australian children in poverty. Like that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's keeping Australians in poverty. I'd like to see ScoMo live on $300 a week.
I'd challenge.
I just don't think he'd be able to do it.
Anyone in the government to try it.
Yeah.
I just want to put it out there. We're not smashing the government here. We're not, you know, smashing taxpayers. I don't think we're picking sides here. It might seem that way. I think it's just about
human decency.
A conversation, and it's about decency, and it's about, I guess, putting the focus on the way people are living. And I really think it's about trying to detract away from that whole dole bludger myth. There are people out there doing the wrong things.
Yeah.
But I think we all want to live in a world where, yeah, we don't see Australian kids go without. And
totally.
That's clearly not happening.
When
for
parents
a
have
lot
to choose between a roof or food.
Community.
Yeah, it's not right.
If this has raised any issues with you, Lifeline is always available on 13 11 14 or at lifeline.org.au. The Hit Breakfast Show.